athletic competition. It can easily be broken down into two parts: the minutes or hours it takes to complete the event, then weeks, months, and years of joy or heartbreak. Finally, the decades to analyze and debate it. From the press box to press row, Donald Ware will break it all down for you with an in-depth look at historically black college athletics, as well as the biggest news stories and newsmakers of the day. It's time to talk the talk with those who walk the walk. From the press box to press row, here's your host, Donald Ware.
It's Championship Saturday here on Box to Row. You've got the SIAC Championship and the CIAA Championship taking place on Saturday. Three of the four head football coaches of the respective schools going to join us today here on Box to Row. Sam Shade, in his third season as the head coach at Miles, going to join us. Virginia State head football coach Dr. Henry Frazier also going to join us. And Virginia Union head football coach Dr. Alvin Parker also going to join us today here on Box to Row. As mentioned, Championship Saturday, looking forward to the conversation. And we're going to talk about the matchup between Miles and Clark Atlanta for the SIAC Championship. We're going to talk about the matchup between Virginia State and Virginia Union for the CIAA Championship. Remember, these two teams played last week, and Virginia State held on to defeat Virginia Union 35-28 in Ettrick, Virginia, or really the Petersburg, Virginia area. So this promises to be a phenomenal football game. And look, Miles beat Clark Atlanta earlier in the season. Clark Atlanta, remember, got off to that great start and lost a couple of games. I think, as a matter of fact, had a stretch where it lost two of three games, but has really been able to bounce back and put itself in position to play for the SIAC Championship game. That win by Albany State against Fort Valley State in the in that big classic, Fountain City Classic, that was a huge win for Albany State. It knocked Fort Valley State out, because all Fort Valley State had to do was win, and it would have been facing Miles in the SIAC Championship game. Couldn't get it done. Clark Atlanta handles its business and will go to the SIAC Championship game. And what Teddy Keaton has done there at Clark Atlanta in one season. This was a Clark Atlanta program that over the last, you know, maybe 12, 13 years had a couple of winless seasons, a couple of one-win, two-win seasons. And just like that, Teddy Keaton comes in, brings his quarterback David Wright from Allen last year. Remember, Allen was 7-3 last year. And look what has happened at Clark Atlanta. And, you know, David Wright's one of the best quarterbacks. Now, he throws some interceptions, but he's got 32 passing touchdowns also on the season. I'm telling you, that promises to be a good game. It's going to be played at Miles. Okay, so Miles is going to have a little bit of a home field advantage, and I'm not sure about the support of the travel, whether Clark Atlanta people travel, all right? But either way, that promises to be an outstanding football game. So again, three of those four coaches going to join us today on the program. Let's take a look at today's, or this week's, HBCU National Players of the Week. There are three of them. Donovan Eglin, the running back for Alabama A&M. Also, Xavier Vaughn, the quarterback for Alcorn State. Both had outstanding weeks. And in addition, Romello Williams, the quarterback at Virginia State, had a phenomenal game. Again, a big win for the Trojans over Virginia Union last week. Those three young men, the HBCU National Players of the Week. And you, for more information on all three of them, you can log on to our website, boxtorow.com. Look, I'm giving away some tickets today to the Bayou Classic. We're going to give away some tickets today to the Bayou Classic. The Bayou Classic is taking place in New Orleans on Saturday, November the 30th. And to get the tickets, you have to answer the trivia question. Okay, and I'm going to give that question in the next segment. So stay tuned for that. But in essence, what you have to do to win the tickets is this. I'm going to ask a question. All right. Those that can answer the question can go to the Box to Row Twitter page or X page, BOXTOROW. A couple of things you have to do. You have to, number one, follow us if you're not already following us. And then number two, answer the question. If you do both of those things, the first three people to do both of those things will get a pair of tickets to the Bayou Classic taking place in New Orleans on November the 30th, Saturday, November the 30th. Now, I'm thinking about the implications for the Bayou Classic, right? A couple of weeks away, still a lot of football left to be played, but I would look at it like this. Look, I mean, Grambling is coming off a really, really big win. Okay, you look at the G-Men, and it definitely has not been the season that the G-Men had hoped to have. There's no doubt about that. But look, you look at Grambling on last week coming off an upset win over Alabama State. Okay, so when you look at this, two big wins for Grambling this year, one against Alabama State, one against Jackson State. Now, the game against Jackson State was earlier in the year, and it was not a conference game. But Grambling is pretty much out of it when it comes to the SWAC West, and we'll know if it's in fact true for sure this upcoming week, because you've got a lot of, I mean, Grambling's pretty much out of it, right? But this is the thing. Alabama State is still in it. And if you're Alabama State, I mean, if your head coach, Eddie Robinson, by the way, a blocked kick was the difference, or not a missed field goal, not a blocked kick, a missed field goal by Alabama State, 28 yards with 53 seconds remaining. The field goal was missed from 28 yards. I know Eddie Robinson has got to be not happy, but I would also say this. Alabama State still has a shot, and it begins on Saturday as the aforementioned Jackson State travels to Montgomery. Okay, so if you look at this thing, if you look at the SWAC East right now, you've got Jackson State with zero losses in the conference. Alabama State has two. A win by Alabama State over Jackson State would mean now the Alabama State or the Hornets trail Jackson State by one game with one remaining. Okay. And Alabama State would hold the tiebreaker. Okay. If you go into next week's game. So let's say Alabama State gets the win. Alabama State would have one more game remaining. Jackson State's last game of the season is against Alcorn State, who is in of itself still fighting for a possible Western Division crown also. I mean, it's a long shot, right? But it's not that long, okay? And so, these games have a lot of implications in the SWAC. Still a lot of football left to be played. Now, of course, a Jackson State win on the road this Saturday against Alabama State. Jackson State has sewn up the SWAC East because, remember, Florida A&M lost last week. Quarterback Daniel Richardson went down. You was on the call. James Cozy, the head coach of FAMU, says no excuses. But, I mean, that's, FAMU losing that game. I mean, a lot of that. And it had an outside shot. Like, it wasn't necessarily guaranteed because, remember, FAMU had already lost to Jackson State, so it would lose the head-to-head. But losing to Prairie View A&M really hurt, has really eliminated FAMU. So now it's Jackson State and Alabama State in the East, and you still, Southern is on top right now. Got the head-to-head over all Corn State. So if there's a head-to-head deal, but, you know, Southern could slip up also, not only this week, but in the next couple of weeks. And that is also why that game against Grambling could really, really loom large. So, you know, plenty of football left to be played for sure. And we're in week 12 of HBCU football. So I'm going to give those tickets away to the Bayou Classic. I'm going to give you the question in the next segment. Again, to win the tickets, you have to either follow us or have already been following Box Toro on Twitter or X, as it were. Again, BOXTOROW. And you have to answer the question correctly. All right, so we've got all of that. We've got some NFL talk. I want to talk about the Thursday night game between the Commanders and the Eagles. Want to talk about that. We've got some intriguing matchups this weekend in the National Football League. You've got the Ravens and the Steelers. You also have the Chiefs and the Bills. So we've got some really, you know, we've had a couple of nice games here and there, some surprises in the NFL, but I think we finally, at least for this week, have some more intriguing matchups, right? Week 11 of the National Football League, as we're on the other side of the half, or the second half. We're on the second half of, or the other side of the midway point, the second half of the season. So a whole lot to get to on today's Box to Row. Hey, you can participate here on Box to Row. Hit us up via Twitter at Box to Row, BOXTOROW. Also on Facebook, BOX, the number 2ROW. Still to come here on the program, you're going to hear from Sam Shade, the head football coach at Miles. He's going to join us. Also, Dr. Henry Frazier, the head football coach at Virginia State, also going to join us today here on Box to Row. Up next, as Championship Saturday commences here on Box to Row, we'll catch up with Virginia Union head football coach, Dr. Alvin Parker.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? This is Anthony Anderson, international movie star and funny mother.
Hello, this is Janelle Monae.
This is Omari Hardwick.
Hey, this is Ronda Rousey.
The girl rock Kendrick to the mic, y'all.
This is Simone Biles.
You know what this is. It's the one and only Deagle Double G.
Hey, y'all. It is the EST of WWE. The strongest, the fastest, the roughest, the toughest, the quickest, the greatest, the best on Box to Row. Tune in if you want to catch the best BEST interview ever.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
On last week's From the Press Box to Press Row with Donald Ware.
Kalani Sitake, the head football coach at BYU, the first Tongan FBS football coach. What does that mean to you?
Well, I'm super proud of my heritage and where my family and my ancestors come from. And just happy that we had the opportunity to be in this country and to play this game and that I was able to get a college education. I'm glad that people like myself can look and aspire to do whatever their dreams are, and this was definitely a dream of mine.
From the Press Box to Press Row is one of the hottest sports talk shows in the country. Join Donald each week as he takes you on a journey through the world of HBCU sports and pro sports, and interviews with top sports and entertainment figures. That's From the Press Box to Press Row each week on your favorite station.
You're listening to From the Press Box to Press Row.
From the Press Box to Press Row.
Box to Box row. To
Box to Row.
Box to Row.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans.
One of the preeminent events in sports culture is the Bayou Classic. Events for the Bayou Classic kick off on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November the 28th, with the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Then on Friday, the Battle of the Bands and the Greek Show at 6 p.m. And then, of course, on Saturday, November the 30th, it's the Bayou Classic game between the Grambling Tigers and the Southern Jaguars. Game's going to be played at the Superdome in New Orleans. It's a 1 p.m. Central Time kickoff. Get your tickets at mybayouclassic.com or get the Bayou Classic app. Still to come here on Box to Row, Dr. Alvin Parker, the head football coach at Virginia Union, Dr. Henry Frazier, the head football coach at Virginia State, and Sam Shade, the head football coach at Miles. So the trivia question to win a pair of tickets to the Bayou Classic. Remember, the first three to get the to first of all follow Box to Row on X if you're not already doing so, and then to answer the question correctly will receive a pair of tickets to the Bayou Classic. The question is, Doug Williams's freshman and sophomore seasons at Grambling, he played with a wide receiver that in 1976 was a second round pick by the Minnesota Vikings. Again, in Doug Williams's freshman and sophomore years at Grambling, he played with a wide receiver that went on to be a second round pick by the Minnesota Vikings in the 1976 NFL draft. Name that receiver. Again, if you can name that receiver, the first three that can not only name that receiver, but also follow Box to Row on X will get a pair of tickets to the Bayou Classic. A couple of important games in the MEAC as well. North Carolina Central is going to be hosting Howard. Remember, the Eagles had the bye week going back a couple of weeks ago, fell to South Carolina State, who right now is in control of the MEAC, zero losses. However, another big-time football game in Baltimore this weekend at South Carolina State plays at Morgan State. A win by Morgan State. Morgan State is right back in it. Then you would have the race currently between Central, Morgan State, and South Carolina State. Looking forward to that football game, to being at Hughes Stadium for the South Carolina State and Morgan State game. Hey, calling that A&T and Towson game. Towson not far from Morgan. Leaving that game and hustling over to the South Carolina State and Morgan State game. So you've got some good matchups in the SWAC. You've got CIAA, SIAC championship game and some good matchups in the MEAC. Exciting football, HBCU football in week 12. Dr. Alvin Parker is in his seventh season as the head football coach at Virginia Union. The Panthers are 7-3 on the season, going to try and defend their CIAA championship game this Saturday against Virginia State. Should be a great matchup as Dr. Parker joins us here on Box to Row, no stranger to the program. What's going on, Doc?
Hey, how you doing, brother? Glad to be back.
Absolutely, man. So, tough game. A loss. This is a rematch, as a matter of fact, of last week's game. Tough loss to Virginia State. Your thoughts on that football game?
I thought it was a good competitive game between two great opponents. You know, rivals. You know, had a bunch of implications in the game. You know, so I think it was a good game. You know, I'm glad we get a chance to do it all over again this weekend.
No doubt about that. Your thoughts on the season? 7-3. Some tough losses early on to some good teams, Johnson C. Smith, and of course Hampton as well. You played well, especially in the Hampton game. But your thoughts on the way the team has played?
I think, you know, they played exceptionally well. You know, I think, you know, all of those games that put a blemish on our record, you know, I probably got to do a better job as a coach because I think we had opportunities to win those games, you know. So I kind of put that, you know, a lot of the onus on myself, you know, being the leader of the program, because I think everything starts at the top. But, you know, the guys play well. You know, anytime you can do some of the things we've done this year in terms of with our defense, in terms of with our offense and special teams, kind of all putting it together, and some of the numbers and things we put up and done, I think it just speaks volumes to the type of team we got, you know, and I'm glad we get an opportunity to defend our title this weekend.
No doubt about it, against your rival, no question about that. Jada Byers, like we talk, you know, we talk about him every year. He's special. And I tell people, it doesn't matter the division. He's one of the best running backs in the country. Speak to how he's played. I mean, he's got almost 1,500 yards rushing with 23 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's tops in nation in division two, or right there at the top, you know. It's, you know, we've been kind of, you know, doing this interviews and talking about Jada for 4 years. You know, I wish we could talk about him a little bit more, but his time is going to be up after this season. And he's had a remarkable record-setting career. You know, and I said this the last time when I seen the records kind of be, you know, set about, you know, 25-some years ago. I said, yeah, that record's going to be hard to break, but his is definitely going to be hard to break. You know, and he's etched himself in the record books at Virginia Union and in the CIAA.
No doubt about it. That's the voice of Dr. Alvin Parker, the head football coach at Virginia Union, joining us here on Box to Row. Mark Wright, your quarterback, he's put up, I mean, if you look at the numbers, 67% completion percentage, 18 touchdowns to just 5 interceptions on the season's thrown, just 35 yards shy of 2,000 yards. Your thoughts on how he's performed this season?
He's performed at an all CIAA level. You know, I don't know the last time the CIAA had a quarterback that led the nation in pass efficiency. And Mark leads the nation in pass efficiency right now. Not just the conference, the nation. You know, so I think that speaks volumes as to how he's playing and how the guys around him are playing. You know, but he's definitely having an all CIAA caliber season.
Yeah, almost a 200 passer rate. That is absolutely remarkable. You know, certainly when you think about that. And then the defense. I mean, you're giving up less than 300 yards, you know, total defense. You know, your thoughts on the way the defense is playing.
Yeah, our defense is giving up about 15 points a game this season right now. You know, so they're doing a heck of a job over there. You know, and, you know, we got a lot of good guys over there that can play. You know, a lot of championship experience over that side of the ball. So, you know, glad we get to take a lot of those guys back to Salem with us this weekend.
No doubt. How does this team, the team this year, compare to last year's team?
Last year's team set a lot of goals and were first to do a lot of things. You know, I think this group had to kind of start the year out kind of creating their own identity, because we do got a few new guys on the squad, you know. So I think the beginning of the year, you know, you kind of seen that, seeing a lot of different things kind of happening, you know. So, you know, I think they have set their own identity, and then they've gotten us back to the championship. You know, but it's a good mix of, you know, guys that were on those teams, those two last year teams, two seasons before and this last season. And it's a lot of guys that are new. So it's a good mesh of guys, you know. So I think these guys are going to try to go out there Saturday and make their own legacy.
Dr. Alvin Parker, the head football coach at Virginia Union, joining us here on the program for a couple of more moments. How do you go about, is there ever been a time in your career where you've played a team in back-to-back weeks?
Never, you know, not even in Little League, so, you know, but it's never happened, you know. I think, and it's going to be exciting. I think, you know, getting the opportunity to do it against your rival and getting an opportunity to do it against, I guess, what people would call a traditional CIAA North team. You know, something that hasn't ever happened, you know, but we're excited. We're excited at the opportunity to compete, you know, all of those things kind of go in the mix, but I think our guys would have been, you know, ready for whatever when it came this coming Saturday, because we just want to get an opportunity to get back to Salem.
And how do you go about preparing for Virginia State, in this case, a team you just played a week ago? You know everything about them. I mean, you know Dr. Frazier on the other side. How do you go about preparing for this team?
Yeah, we know everything about them, just like they know everything about us. You know, it's going to be an interesting, you know, matchup. You know, I think a lot of the things you kind of take and, you know, you put it back in, you throw some things away, you add some things, you kind of make some things kind of, you know, go when you kind of playing a team in back-to-back weeks. It's going to be an extreme amount of familiarity, you know, so we got to be ready for that, you know, on both sides of the ball and special teams. So it's going to be interesting, you know. Some of the things that, you know, might go into this might be, you know, putting as a learning experience for if this ever happens again during my career, you know, playing a team back to back. So, you know, like I said, we're just excited to compete. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah. Last two thoughts. Your thoughts overall on VSU?
They're a good ball club. They're a real good ball club. You know, I think they have a quarterback who's pretty daggone special. They have a bunch of big guys up front that move people. And on defense, them guys, you know, get a lot of guys to the ball and do a lot of good things, you know. But that's pretty indicative of a coach, Dr. Frazier team, you know. So a lot of the things they do are just kind of the same things that he's always done during his career. So hats off and a lot of respect to that, you know. But again, I think we got a good ball club. I think we do a lot of things excellent, you know. And you know, my job is to make sure we're ready to play this coming Saturday.
Last thought, being a VUU grad, two-part question. What does that mean to you to be able to coach your alma mater and then to have won the championship last year and be on the cusp of another one?
Oh, it means a lot, you know, because some of those degrees you see behind me, you know, one of them I got from Virginia Union, you know, and, you know, they started me on my way. You know, a lot of opportunities that, you know, that I've been granted have been because I've been a Virginia Union man. You know, so I'm definitely, you know, appreciative of that, you know, and to be the one that's kind of leading the group that's able to bring some of the championships and some of this, the glory back and some of the legacy back, you know, is something that I don't take lightly. You know, I'm extremely, extremely vetted to this program because, again, everything they've done for me, you know, so I want to make sure I'm able to make some history on Saturday for Virginia Union.
No doubt about it. Dr. Alvin Parker, again in his seventh season as the head football coach of the Virginia Union Panthers, joining us here on Box to Row. The Panthers going to take on Virginia State in the CIAA championship game on Saturday. Dr. Parker, appreciate the time. Continued success to you and the Panthers.
Appreciate it, Donald.
Appreciate you, Coach Parker. This should be a phenomenal game. Rivals playing back-to-back weeks in this week for the CIAA championship. Up next here on Box to Row, Miles Head football coach Sam Shade. This is your weekly edition of the HBCU Blitz powered by Box to Row. I'm Donald Ware. First, let me take you to Ettrick, Virginia for the rivalry matchup between Virginia State and Virginia Union. We're going to pick things up in the third quarter. Virginia Union trailing 21-13 and looking to answer.
Shotgun formation, handoff fires, huge hole, strolls into the end zone. Touchdown, Virginia Union.
The Panthers with the successful two-point conversion. We were tied at 21 apiece on the ensuing possession. Virginia State looking to regain the lead.
Romello Williams back to throw, steps up. Now he'll throw it deep downfield. Has Hunter open. He made the catch. 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5. Touchdown, Virginia State, 91 yards.
Big play by the Trojans who led 28-21, but the Trojans weren't done.
Hand off Jameel Williams off left guard. Breaks through a tackle. Inside the 10, inside the 5, toes the sideline, into the end zone. Touchdown, Virginia State.
Tell them about it, my man, John Emmett on WVST. VSU would hold on to defeat Virginia Union 35-28. That said, the two teams will meet on Saturday for the CIAA championship game in Salem, Virginia. And in the media poll, Virginia State enters the media poll for the first time this year at number 8, while Virginia Union drops from number 7 to number 10. And in the HBCU Division II coaches poll, Virginia Union drops from the top spot to number 4. While Virginia State moves up to number 2. And on the weekend edition of Box to Row, you'll hear from Virginia State head football coach Dr. Henry Frazier and Virginia Union head football coach Dr. Alvin Parker. To Grambling, Louisiana for an important matchup between Grambling and Alabama State, as Alabama State looking to keep pace with Jackson State in the SWAC East. Let's move to the fourth quarter. Early in the fourth quarter, Grambling State trailing 23-10 and looking to cap off its 48-yard drive.
Trey Bradford gets the handoff up the middle, and Trey Bradford! Touchdown for Grambling State University.
From 6 yards, and the Tigers pulled to within 23-17, staying in the fourth quarter. The Tigers, however, weren't done.
Shotgun formations, two tight ends in tight near side. DJ Talbert will run a man over, and DJ Talbert will extend. Will he get the touchdown? Yes! Touchdown, Grambling State University!
From 14 yards, and the Tigers led 24-23. Continuing in the fourth quarter, less than a minute remaining. Score still, Grambling 24, Alabama State 23. The Hornets attempting a 28-yard field goal.
As they are loading up heavy on that near side, as lining up, 53 seconds left. The kick is up and it is no good.
No good. That was the understudy, OJ Morris, on the Grambling Radio Network. Grambling goes on to win 24-23. The Tigers have now knocked off two of the better teams in the SWAC, in Jackson State and Alabama State. And for Alabama State, now 2 games back of Jackson State in the SWAC East. It's Championship Saturday, and on this weekend's edition of Box to Roll, you'll hear from Henry Frazier, the head football coach at Virginia State. You'll hear from Alvin Parker, the head football coach at Virginia Union. You'll hear from Sam Shade, the head football coach at Miles. Box to Row, the radio show, airs weekly on radio stations across the country, as well as Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, on Sirius XM College Sports Radio, Channel 84, and Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Sirius XM Channel 142, HBCU. For the HBCU coaches and media polls, to listen to the show, or for more information, visit BoxToRow.com. As we continue here on Box to Row, interestingly enough, this weekend's SIAC championship game matchup and the CIAA championship game matchup are really matchups of two teams that have played earlier in the season. And we're going to go, as a matter of fact, and talk with Sam Shade, the head football coach at Miles. Look, the Golden Bears, winners of their last 8 games, as a matter of fact, including the victory over Tuskegee, and once again, Miles back in the SIAC championship game. But for the first time, Sam Shade as the head football coach of the Golden Bears joining us here on the program. What's going on, Coach Shade? Welcome back to the program.
D-Ware, I'm glad to be here. Appreciate the invite.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. I mean, I got to start, a big-time crowd at Tuskegee. That Miles-Tuskegee game always ends the season, always a big-time crowd. This was the case on Saturday. Your thoughts on the 37-7 victory by your team over Tuskegee?
Well, first off, I do want to say my our heart and prayers go out to Tuskegee, the university, and the city for what happened later on that night, in the late hours that night. Just very unfortunate incident. So our prayers are with Tuskegee and the victims and their families for what happened. But earlier that day, it was a great atmosphere for college football, just really electric as far as the crowd. It was just a festive event, and our team, our guys were really excited to go down there and play. And it's like when Tuskegee and Miles play, it's like Alabama State, A&M, Alabama, Auburn, Grambling, Southern, you name it. It's that type of a game. Just very exciting.
Yeah, you know a little bit about that Alabama and Alabama-Auburn game. You know a little bit about that as well. We could talk a little bit more about that later on. eight straight wins. You start the season off tough loss, you know, to start the season. Then the game against Alabama State, another tough loss. But you've reeled off eight straight. Why is your team playing so well? What's the difference? I mean, the opponents obviously would make a big impact in terms of the first two games. But what's different about this team over the last eight games?
Well, you know, really, you start off with West Alabama, and we lose that game by 1 point. They kick a field goal at the end of the game. So we felt like that was a game that we could have easily won, and some of our guys feel like we should have won that ball game, but we didn't. And then we go to Alabama State, which is us going up, playing a team. We're D2, they're 1AA. And so a lot of young guys that were playing in that game, and we feel like that was a game that some of our guys had to grow up in. So the next week we get the bye week, and the bye week is where we felt like the change happened. We went back to our basics, went back to our fundamentals, really tried to lay the foundation for the rest of the season. And we felt like we did that on both sides of the ball. And that's really it. It really, I can't say it's anything, you know, that hadn't happened at other places, but, you know, our guys just got locked in during that bye week, and we came out of that bye week ready to roll.
Sam Shade, again in his third season as the head football coach at Miles. He joins us here on Box to Row. The Golden Bears and Clark Atlanta going to meet in the SIAC championship game on Saturday. This rushing attack you have is averaging 207 yards rushing, or more than that, per game. Speak to this, you know, speak to that rushing attack, and you're really putting it on teams in the run game.
Well, we're blessed. We're blessed up front on our offensive line. We've got a few guys up there that have played a lot of football. Some of our seniors, guys like Christian Twyman and Jason Stovall up front, those are our leaders, and they do a great job in the running game. And also, they've done a great job of protecting our quarterback in the passing game this year. But we're also blessed with a stable of really good running backs, starting with Gennaro Scott. He's our top back, and we've got some guys behind him. He actually got hurt early in the season and missed about five games, and we got him back the Morehouse game. But the guys that filled in for him, they did a really good job. One kid, Javonte Leatherwood, actually 9 touchdowns on the season at running back, filling in for Gennaro. And then there's some other guys, Ed Osley and Rod Thomas, that have done a good job for us. So we've really had a next man up mentality this season, because we lost our starting quarterback for a couple games. We lost a couple offensive linemen for some games, our starting tight end. Really, this is my third year here, and as far as injuries, this has been the worst year for us as far as injuries. But what's been special is to see guys step up and have that next man up mentality. And we really hadn't really had big drop-offs when we've gone to the next guy.
I looked at this, and I'm like, LaShawn Young, your DB, he's got 7 interceptions. 3 of those are pick sixes. As a team, you have 4 returns for touchdowns. Now, you were a good player in the National Football League. Like, are you coaching LaShawn Young personally? Like, he's got 7 interceptions, 3 pick sixes.
Well, no, I'm the head coach, so I can't, you know, just take one position, yeah. No, that's a credit to our defensive back coaches. Coach Chris Shellen, actually our defense coordinator, he coaches the safeties. Chris played at Auburn when I played at Alabama, and we actually were rookie safeties together in Cincinnati. And he does a really good job, not only coordinating our defense, but also with our safeties. And he and Coach Antonio Langham actually coach our secondary together. And those guys do a really good job. And I'm just glad to have both of them on staff.
Sam Shade, again, the head football coach at Miles, joins us here on the program. And, I mean, I look at this, okay, during the 8-game winning streak, I mean, you're beating some teams. Albany State's good. Clark Atlanta, who you're going to play. I mean, all teams are good, but you know what I mean? They were one of the teams still in contention. Clark Atlanta's in the SIAC championship game. Tuskegee still had a shot, you know, at the end. But that game against Clark Atlanta, in Atlanta, you won that football game 49-28. What kind of football team does Clark Atlanta have?
Clark Atlanta's got a really good football team. They're led by Coach Teddy Keaton. He's been a head coach for a long time. Really good offensive coach as far as coordinating their offense. And also on the other side of the ball, they've got a really good defensive coordinator, you know, guy that I call him the legend, L.C. Cole, man. He's been a lot of places, played at Nebraska. He's coached in the Big Ten. He's been a lot of places. So they've got a really good staff, and they do a good job. In that first ball game, we kick off to them. They go all the way down the field. They score on us early. And the thing that our team has done all season, nobody batted an eye. Nobody pointed a finger at each other. There was no cussing and fussing at each other. It was just, okay, let's just do what we do. Let's keep playing. And we kept playing. And then we look up, and it's 35-7. Now, there were some plays that went our way. Obviously, we had a couple of interceptions with big returns. We blocked a punt during that time. We had one interception for a touchdown. So it's really been a team effort for us going back to that Clark Atlanta game. But they kept fighting. They kept fighting. They actually fought back into the ball game, put up 28 points on us. So it wasn't just – some people might think we ran away with it, but those guys, they kept fighting, and they're very explosive on offense, and they actually outgained us on offense. Had more yards than we did.
Sam Shade, the head football coach at Miles, joining us here on the program. It takes time to build a program. So maybe not the best year, your first year, 7-3 last year, 8 straight wins, 8-2 record, SIAC championship game in year 3. Can you speak to how you've been able, you and your staff, and how you've been able to build this program?
Well, first off, my hat goes off to my staff. We've got a really good coaching staff. They love working together. They love and enjoy working with our student athletes. And first off, I feel like they do a really good job of mentoring our guys, not just on the field, but off the field. And for myself, I tell people all the time, when I'm hiring coaches, the one thing I say to myself, what I want this guy coaching one of my two sons. I've got two sons. So if I can't answer that question with yes, then that's not the guy that's going to be on our staff. And there are a lot of good football coaches out there that can coach. But, you know, I feel like that you've got to give these guys more than just the X's and O's and the drill work and all that stuff. So I just feel like our players are blessed to have the coaching staff we've got. We got some guys that really care about what they're going to be doing after they leave Miles College.
Last thought, Coach Shade, we appreciate the time. You're from Birmingham. You played at Alabama. You played some years in the NFL, including for my team, the Washington Redskins, now the Washington Commanders. And now you're coaching, you're back in Alabama, coaching at Miles, having success. How much fun are you having?
Man, it's been a lot of fun. It really has. And the fun for me has been in watching our team come together and grow and watching our guys have fun going out competing, not just in games, but in practice. That's the part that's really been fun for me. But, you know, as a head coach, sometimes I don't get to enjoy it as much as maybe some other people as far as the fans and maybe even the players because – for instance, you know, last week we're getting ready for Tuskegee, but we've got the conference championship game this week. We knew it was going to be at our place. So, you know, there was some planning and things that, you know, I had to do behind the scenes on that end, but not forget about the task at hand at that point, which was getting ready for Tuskegee. So, you know, that's why I say sometimes I don't get to enjoy it as much because, you know, I'm always kind of working ahead sometimes.
Yeah. Sam Shade, again, third season as the head football coach at Miles, joining us here on Box to Row. The Golden Bears are going to host the SIAC championship game against Clark Atlanta on Saturday. Game is televised, as a matter of fact, on ESPNU. Coach Shade, great to catch up with you again. Continued success to you and the Golden Bears.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
In this matchup, Clark Atlanta versus Miles, you're talking about the number one offense in the SIAC in Clark Atlanta. In Miles, you're talking about the number two defense. In Miles, is really, really good against the run, giving up less than 100 yards per game. The thing about it, Clark Atlanta is averaging less than 100 yards rushing per game. The emphasis for Clark Atlanta is not necessarily to run, but to pass the football with David Wright. And he does now. He's a slinger. He's going to throw 30-some touchdowns, but he's going to give you double-digit interceptions as well. And that secondary for Miles has got to be on alert, which it will be, I'm sure. This is going to be an outstanding football game, prolific offense versus a prolific defense in Fairfield, Alabama for the SIAC championship. Up next here on Box to Row, championship talk continues as we'll visit with Virginia State head football coach Dr. Henry Frazier. Keep it locked.
If you have diabetes, listen up. If you have insurance, you can qualify for a continuous glucose monitor. With a CGM, you can continuously track your levels and trends and spend more time in range, significantly lowering your A1C. More importantly, a CGM eliminates the one thing most people with diabetes hate, painful finger sticks. Order your new continuous glucose monitor today. If you use insulin and if you've seen your diabetes care provider within the last 6 months, you may qualify for your own CGM right now. We'll do all the insurance paperwork and deliver your new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost to you. Medicare and most insurances will cover your CGM, so don't wait. Have your insurance handy and call the Aptiva Medical CGM Health Hotline right now.
800-946-6813. 800-946-6813. 800-946-6813. That's 800-946-6813.
The others pretend. You're listening to the only sports talk show in America that actually cares what you've got to say. From the press box to press row, here's your host, Donald Ware.
As mentioned, it's Championship Saturday here on Box to Row. Our last coach, last but not least coach, is a gentleman who's in his third season as the head football coach at Virginia State. The Trojans, again, going to play in the CIAA championship game, 7-3 on the season, ranked number 2 in the Division II HBCU coaches poll. A rematch of last week's matchup against Virginia Union. Dr. Henry Frazier, the head football coach of the Trojans, joining us here on Box to Row. What's going on, Coach Frazier?
Hey, man, how's it going, bro?
I'm doing good. Let me start here. How's your golf game these days?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to play much, man. I bought this brand new wood, a 9-wood, because I can't hit irons no more. Then I was in a car accident.
Ooh.
And my back went out. So I have only hit that club about 2 times since. So I can't wait out there to see how it goes, man. I'm probably right now, I might be at about an 18, 19 handicap instead of about a 15. So I got to get back out there.
Yeah, everything cool with the accident. How long ago was this?
Man, actually on the way to the media, CIAA media day, I was in a car accident in July. So,
wow,
man, normally I will play on Mondays during the season just to get my mind clear, get the game plan, watch film early in the morning, play it off, then go back and watch film. But I haven't been able to, so I've been watching film about 7-8 hours. I might have to keep that philosophy going, throw them damn clubs away in August.
No, I got you, man. So, I mean, big win. Obviously, big win over Virginia Union last week at home. Your thoughts on the victory and the way your team played?
Sometimes it's your time, you know, and you can't even screw it up. Because we tried. We had 18 penalties for 200 yards. And 9 times out of 10, you're not a very good team when you do that. But we were able to cancel it out with creating 4 turnovers. But we still, it's a lot to clean up. That's a very good football team over there. Coach Parker has done an outstanding job. And, you know, but I'm proud of my guy. You know, and I'm like, all the time going out the window. I'm not sure what it is, but our guys, you know, because, we believe as coaches, you know, we just got to continue and we got to exactly that. So I couldn't be more proud of a group of guys.
No doubt about it. You were one of the very few teams this year that were able to I would say slow down Jada Byers. Speak to, you know, he had over 100 yards, but less than 4 yards per carry. Speak to how you all were able to do that.
Well, it's been like that 3 straight years. You know, if you look at when we play the guys, we're a good run deep team. But where they've beaten us the last 2 years was deep balls, those 50-50 balls. And they just, you know, and then they got this kid, Vic, man. He has no business playing in CIAA. That kid ought to be in ACC some damn way. I don't know where Parker found him. You look at the film for the last 2 years, that's how they've beaten us. It wasn't because of Jada Byers just went off. It was because our inability to deep ball. And we better clean that up for this weekend if we want to host that trophy.
You ever been in a situation where you've played a team in back-to-back weeks, particularly where with the significance of the second game of that back-to-back?
Similar, you know, when I was at Prairie View in 2009, we had A&M the last regular season game. Then they had that Bayou Classic game, that thing they do down there that changes everybody's schedule. And then we played them again in the SWAC Championship and beat them as well. I actually pulled out those old notes. I pulled out that old itinerary. And part of the couple of things that I did there on doing that by playing the team. We didn't play them back-to-back weeks, but we were back-to-back opponents. So we didn't have any film in between. We had a dissected film that we just played them as well as what we did leading up into the game. And then we had to do a comparison. And then we had to get to the weeds and see how they played us. You know, we actually had an opportunity to do that this week.
Dr. Henry Frazier, he's the head football coach at Virginia State in his third season. He joins us here on Box to Row. The Trojans going to be playing, of course, rival Virginia Union on Saturday for the CIAA championship. How would you describe the season to this point? I mean, a loss to Norfolk, which was a tough football game. Also to Winston-Salem State. And one other maybe that's it. But just your thoughts on how the season has gone to this point overall.
Well, Johnson C. Smith was the other loss.
Yeah.
And we lost those 3 games by 10 points. You know, so for me, I knew we had a good football team coming in the season. We had to do a good job as coaches to figure out and get the buy-in on everybody's role. And I have so many young coaches that I had to take over a lot of little things that I hadn't been used to taking over, you know. And prime example is how we're going to play players, you know. A lot of guys, young coaches, like be friends with guys and all that crap. Starters are starters for a reason. We've identified guys, so we had to clean all of that up. We changed a few guys' positions. We retired a few guys. We suspended a few. So in that first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, we really had to figure out what this football team was all about. And then even with the bye week, we've never had a bye week with week zero. I kind of shoot that bye week. We practiced hard, and that's how we had such a horrible performance against Winston-Salem. Not to take anything away from them. They beat us 15-14. And then after that, we just sort of had a come-to-Jesus moment. And you know, I took over the scout team on both sides. We identified who going to be who. And you sub when I say sub. You know, I'm not giving all this latitude because we have too good of a team. And then we on a 5-game winning streak.
Yeah, it's been your formula. I mean, you've had success everywhere you've been, so it's no question, you know, certainly about that. You've got the experience, you know, certainly as well. Speaking of the experience, can you speak to building this program? Because I mean, first year was 6-4, last year 7-3, 7-3 again, but this year.
No, 8-2. Last year, 8-2. I need all my wins.
I got you. No, I don't want to shortchange. You're right. You're right. 6-4 to 8-2, big jump, but then 7-3 this year, but you're in the CIAA championship game. How you really made a leap every year.
Yeah. We did it the right way. I mean, you know, we redshirted 36 in my first year. We redshirted 32 this year. Have a full stable of football players, and then we sprinkle in 10 to 15 transfers each year. So when those transfers get here, they got to be impact players, and they got to get in where they fit in. They have to do it how we do things here. We've changed the culture, and not that it was a bad culture, but we changed the culture to fit my personality and to fit the way I like to do business. And we have buy-in. There are some kids that we had to, you know, like I said, help them retire. and maybe do another sport or just hang up their cleats. But I think everyone around here understands this is going to be done my way, or I'll help you transfer somewhere else.
I mean, that's pretty much to the point that you're having. I mean, obviously you're having this success. So preparing for Union, you know, speak to that. And it's interesting, again, playing a team. You mentioned playing back-to-back opponents in your career, but back-to-back weeks with the same opponent. Can you speak to preparing for Union and some of the challenges that the Panthers present?
You know, I don't know if it's much of a challenge. I'll have to answer that after the game. If we win, it won't be much of a challenge. But the preparation is allow us to go real deep into the weeds, because we did our due diligence leading up to the game with their 9 games that they played prior to us. Now we can use that backdrop to do a comparison on what we actually saw during the football game, and then we'll shape our new game plan from there.
No doubt about it. How does one find the time to not only coach football and coach it at a high level? You played at a high level at Bowie State, but to get a PhD. Like, how does one find the time to do that and be a head football coach, or no less?
Yeah. And that year in 2009, when we won the SWAC championship at Prairie View, I was taking three full-time in-person PhD classes. And I was being in class from 8 to 1 p.m. on game days, and then having to go down to the stadium. And I was missing pregame meals sometime and different things like that. But I was in class, in person, because over at Prairie View, they didn't care about you being no football coach. You know, you got to get the studies. And it was really more so for my family. It's, you know, for my the young men that I will impact moving forward. That's why I did it, because, you know, I preach education. I do things like that. But just I'm always talking about discipline. So I can speak to those times where I had to be extremely disciplined in order for me to pull off what I pulled off.
Man, well, I really appreciate you. I learned something new. We've been doing this, man. How long? We've been doing this we've been on the air almost 20 years. We've been doing this almost 20 years, right? So I learned something different every time we talk. Dr. Henry Frazier, again, he's the head football coach at Virginia State. Big time game. The Trojans and the Panthers are going to meet on Saturday in Salem in the CIAA championship game. He joins us here on Box to Row. Coach Frazier, really appreciate the time. Continued success to you and the Trojans.
Appreciate what you do for HBCU, Don, man. You've been doing this a long time. Your heart is pure. You know, I'm an HBCU guy. You know, this is my fourth head coach at an HBCU school. I have 3 degrees from HBCUs. You know, I left University of Maryland and took this job. Took a pay cut, you know, and I only share that to say I love HBCUs. I love what we stand for. And people like you who promote HBCUs in a positive light, it's awesome. And keep doing what you're doing, brother, because it's needed. You do an outstanding job. You're non-biased. And I'm proud to call you a colleague and a friend, bro.
Yes.
Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Likewise. Appreciate you, Coach Frazier. Dr. Henry Frazier, the head football coach at Virginia State, joining us here on the program. Look, my time is about up. I thank you for yours. Thank you to Dr. Frazier. Thank you to Dr. Parker. Thank you to Sam Shade, all for joining us today here on Box to Row. Don't forget the question to win tickets to the Bayou Classic during Doug Williams's freshman and sophomore years at Grambling. Who was the wide receiver that ended up being drafted in the 1976 NFL draft in the 2nd round by the Minnesota Vikings? Follow us on X at BoxToRow, BoxToRow. Answer the question. The first 3 to do so will receive a pair of tickets to the Bayou Classic. For more information on Box to Row, visit our website at boxtorow.com. And always remember to support those that support your Box to Row is produced by DW Communications.
Baby, do you ever wonder whatever happened way back when, if I see you again? Baby, you ever wonder, oh, you might wish things could change.